My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm not speculating with this. I know that there are players who are like sick of it. That's not just me making something up or trying to put myself in these players' shoes. Players have said that to me, that they kind of are like, come on. It was almost a cryptic comment from Pat Freiermuth when somebody asked him about his lack of targets in the first half. And he was like, I'm still going to go out there. I'm going to block my ass off. You know, that's what good teammates do.
Right.
And it felt like there was some kind of an underlying subtweet type message there trying to say. So once your own teammates are kind of sick of answering questions about it, sick of having to try to uplift you or, you know, whatever, I think that's where it gets frustrating for the guys. I'm like,
50 minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Kia. Not trying to bring down everybody's mood, but we should at least touch on George Pickens today because there was not a blow up. There was not an outburst. There was speculation that this was going to be a big George game. They didn't really do anything to get him involved on the first drive. I don't think he was targeted a single time. Then the next time they went to him, he dropped the ball that was on third down. I think it went off his face mask, actually.
He was still about 5 yards short of the line to gain, but yes, he still didn't catch a ball he should have caught.
Then one down the sideline, which that's a George Pickens specialty. If you're a number one wide receiver, you make that play. He did not. Did have a few big ones. I mean, they had a drive that was extended because they were backed up after penalties, and on second down he made a catch, and then on third down he made a catch too. So,
draws a touchdown though in the random let's feed George Pickens portion of the game.
Yeah.
Clank.
Yeah, he had 3 catches for 53 yards. I mean, you still want a lot better from him. So, I think the only way I could spin this as a step in the right direction is that we don't have to talk about his lack of effort. I've seen no video sent out today by the Steeler X's and O's freaks showing him just lollygagging and not giving a crap. But what I get worried about with him is when we talk about the way he isn't producing and the way the Steelers are wasting him, it's usually said with, this guy could be great if not for X, Y, or Z. A game like yesterday makes me really question the he is a great player thing. Because when the ball gets thrown to him, 8 targets yesterday, he only caught it 3 times. And yeah, I mean, there was maybe one or two.
There were 2 that were not catchable. He was missed badly on first down of a drive by Fields rolling left, and then he was the target and he had no chance to catch it by Fields rolling right on third down. Other than that, so that takes it down to 6 targets, right?
Yep.
One clanked off the hands in the end zone, one clanked off his hands in the flat, and then the last one is a pick and special. It's a high degree of difficulty, but we've seen him make that play.
Those aren't high degree of difficulty plays for him. It's supposed to be, is my point with George.
Well, greatness, I think, in football, you're great at that position, any position, when you do spectacular things every single week, right? Not routine things routinely, like Tomlin likes to say. You do the spectacular pretty much every week. Why is TJ Watt the best defensive player going right now in football? Because when he can't get to the quarterback, he punches the ball out twice and flips fields and flips possession twice. Why is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback in football? Because when the chips are on the table, he pretty much always gets it done. Why is Lamar a two-time MVP? And on and on and on. Because week in and week out, those guys bring the goods. Pickens doesn't do that. And I say that as somebody that thinks he has as much talent as anybody in the league at the position, but I'm certainly not in the mood to defend him yesterday.
I know, but part of talent is the catching part of it.
I know, then he's not catching enough passes. I mean, he did make a great catch on the field's underthrow that probably should have been a touchdown, but you watch that play, and then you wonder how, what, was it the very next play or two plays later,
they say, well, we need to get you a touchdown now because you should have had one on that play, and then he didn't make the catch.
And the ball hit his hands. I know the defender had a hand up there. George Pickens is a guy that makes hands catches with defenders draped all over him. All the time.
We were talking with our boss before we came on the air today, and he said how he hated that they like felt like they needed to go to George there. I liked that. I like that if you recognize with a guy, part of being a good coach is managing personalities. You know the stats matter to him. So in a game that you're going to win, you're not really risking anything by throwing him the ball. Maybe the Raiders get a little pissed. I don't care about that. So you're trying to force him. You're trying to force it to him to get a touchdown for George. He hasn't scored one yet this year. I have no issue with that. My problem is that he's got to catch it. Here it is for you on a silver platter. Grab it. And he didn't. The whole thing about the Steelers needing a wide receiver too, I disagree with that. I think they need a wide receiver one. I think they need someone so Pickens can be the T. Higgins to Jamar Chase, the Reggie Wayne to Marvin Harrison, that sort of situation. Now, I don't think you're going to solve that this season, in season. I think the best you'll probably be able to do is a guy that counts or figures in as a wide receiver or two, unless they do the Adams thing, and Jeremy Fowler and others said that again before the game yesterday, that they really think the Steelers are one of the most serious contenders for Adams, and that they're doing their damnedest to get him.
The biggest impediment to an Adams deal seems right now like Mark Davis, though, who is no longer cash poor Mark Davis, who, for whatever reason, according to the reports, wants a second back for Devontae Adams, but will not do the one thing, according to most of these reports, that might actually get him a second round pick, which is assume some of the salary.
Yeah.
We're talking about like a relative pittance now for Mark Davis to get the pick that he wants, and apparently he won't budge.
It says here that this is Jeremy Fowler today. The Steelers have strong interest in training for Adams. The feeling in Vegas is that it started with the Saints and Jets because Adams is interested in playing there. But the longer this goes, perhaps the more things open up for a team such as Pittsburgh.
Do you think Adams watched that Steelers offense yesterday and is just dying to be dealt there?
No, but he might think to himself, hey, those throws that went to George, if they go to me, I'm going to catch him instead of what he did with them.
And what are you going to pay him if he wants a new deal essentially done?
Yeah, I had people asking me this yesterday, actually the whole time I was out there. Do you want Devontae Adams? And my answer is still pretty much no, which I think people look at you like you're a cyclops with one eye when you say that, because have you seen the wide receivers we have? Mm-hmm. Van Jefferson didn't have a catch again yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see, we got into the, I'm going to reference something that happened to the Steelers recently. We got in trouble when the Shazier tragedy happened because we were so desperate to plug that hole that we started doing hyper-aggressive things and really trying to like do whatever it took to fill that problem.
Void.
That's how the Devin Bush thing happened. Now, I think wide receiver is more important than inside linebacker.
It is.
But I'm not going to make a bad deal just to say, okay, I solved the wide receiver thing. There's got to be more than just one guy out there. Adams' resume is the best, but I'm not going to give up a second-round pick and then pay a guy because I'm tired of watching George Pickens underachieve.
So now, if you think they need a wide receiver one, Darius Slayton types, if the Giants keep losing, are off the board because he's more of a wide receiver two.
No, I mean, it's a Band-Aid on it. It helps them for this season.
Yeah.
But I'm saying moving forward, like when you are projecting out your roster, what do you think you have in-house? I don't think they have a wide receiver one on their team.
Pickens doesn't really have the route tree, and they don't. I mean, it's also hard for me to evaluate him because their passing offense for the entire time he's been in the NFL.
Yeah, but it becomes easier to evaluate him when he gets chances doesn't capitalize on them.
Believe me, I'm not.
Which was the story of yesterday's game.
I'm not feeling
game,
too good for him after that game. I'm not.
Here is John and Plum on the Fan. Hello, John.
So what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to take it to you guys here. This is this Justin Fields, Russell Wilson thing is crazy to me. You never get a situation like this ever in the NFL when you have two quarterbacks like this for this kind of money. And you kind of know what you got in Justin Fields. And for better or worse, Mike Tomlin will not allow Justin Fields to play the kind of football that Justin Fields is most comfortable doing. So he's never going to open it up with him. So your best chance, your only hope, is that Mike Tomlin has the kind of trust in Russell Wilson that he had in Ben Roethlisberger, that he will let them open up this offense, because I'm 1,000% convinced this is not an Arthur Smith thing, and it wasn't any of the coordinators before this. Mike Tomlin did not trust his quarterbacks. So he is not going to open up the playbook, and this is not playoff-winning football.
Okay, and just to make sure I hear you right, you think, okay, so Mike Tomlin comes in and says, all right, floodgates, they've been opened. With the offensive line, like let's say Frazier's out, you think Russell Wilson goes in and plays great behind that offensive line, huh?
I don't think it's necessarily that Russell Wilson's going to play great. I think you have a great opportunity to bench Fields, and you don't have to call it a benching, right? Russell Wilson was the starter. He got hurt. Now you go to Russell Wilson so he doesn't get Wally pipped, which is good news for Justin Fields if he's the future starter.
But Fields isn't a career backup taking this job. He's not Kyle Allen in that posture. He's not even Mason Rudolph from last year. Like, he's a guy who's only been a starter since he's been in the league.
Exactly, but you could make a deal with him going forward and say, look how we treat starting quarterbacks. We don't bench them just because...
Well, hold on a second, though. Why would you... Time out. Why would you even want to do that, John? If your argument is they're never going to open up the offense with Justin Fields as their quarterback, then what's the point of anointing him your long-term franchise quarterback?
I don't necessarily think that they should do that, but what my argument for that would be is that they had a different idea for how the season was going to start if Russell Wilson was the quarterback. That injury threw it off, and I think that what Tomlin is trying to do is get through this portion of the season, the easiest part, with the best record they can get, which is by not turning the ball over. And I would think that when Russell Wilson comes back
I don't think
you're going
to
see it.
Thank you, John. Thank you. I would just say that to the last point, if he's trying to get through this part of the season without turning the ball over, he should go to Russell Wilson right now.
Who has a history of not turning it over nearly as much as Fields. Also, if
that's modus operandi for him, then Wilson, I don't agree with this, but Wilson should start against the Jets.
Sure. Well, I do think Mike likes that Justin Fields so far hasn't turned the ball over. Let's say that he is really just saving him for a part of the schedule he knows he needs, Tomlin that is, needs more out of his passing game. Let's just say, for argument's sake, the Steelers beat the Jets with Fields, beat the Giants with Fields, have their bye week, and then business picks up Commanders and then a bunch of division games. So you mean to tell me they would go 6-2 into the bye week and Tomlin approaches Fields and says, all right, thank you, you did your job.
No,
now
no
it's
way.
Russ's time.
No, I mean, I think he'd lose patience fast if they lost one or two of those games coming out of the bye week with Fields and go to Wilson. But he would not preemptively bench
him. If he's going to bench him, put him back on the bench and insert Wilson as the starter without there being potential for great upheaval, I think it would probably have to be tomorrow that he announces it. Unless they get beat by the Jets and they look bad, and then you probably would definitely pull the Band-Aid
off. Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates Fan Text Line. Your latest thoughts on George Pickens and the Steelers' new need for a wide receiver, 412-928-9370. What did you think of George yesterday? The quarterback situation. We've now been hearing from more people who really believe that after a 32-13 win to get to 4-2, that Mike Tomlin should make a quarterback change this week. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Steiner Associates Fan Text Line. Back with more of your calls, but first a headline.
It's equally as stunning on the inside.
Green 18, get hot.
Second and 8. Field sells the fake. Deep shot. Down for it is Pickens. First and goal for Pittsburgh.
keep it going. 412-928-9370. The Steelers blow out their rival Raiders by 19, and yet we have heard from so many fans who want a quarterback change and others who are calling yesterday's win, quote, not playoff football, like our last caller. Let's get you in next here, starting with Adam Crowley's BFF, Adrian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
Yep, Chris Hulk is right. The latest callers are right. Fields missed Pickens for a wide-open touchdown. He threw the ball backwards, almost cost them the game. They scored 32 points because of the officials, Pony. And you're playing a game as a Fields rushing touchdown when it was clearly Najee's run. Good job, Malsey. You just like Fields, dude.
I like a team that wins, and I like a guy that is 4-2 with 10 touchdowns to an interception and a fumble. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Stop talking fantasy stats to me. The guy's had like 6 turnover-worthy plays, and they dropped interceptions. Van Jefferson, who you keep talking,
he sucks.
Trash on.
He's terrible.
Okay. Well, why was he standing in the Indianapolis game? Standing in the middle of the field at midfield doing jumping jacks with not a cold around him, and Fields never saw him.
Wait a minute.
Fields is terrible at throwing.
So you think Fields against Indianapolis played poorly?
He missed. He dropped it. There was a bad snap.
Okay. Yeah. That was not a good play. And then he obviously had a horrible fumble play too. But overall, you thought he played a bad game against the Colts?
No, he had a decent game.
Decent. He threw for over 300 yards. Yes, but it's a 60-minute game. He threw for over 300 yards and had what, 3 touchdowns in the game? You're killing the guy for
it? Tony, the guy was down by 3 scores. They had to just throw the ball.
Yeah.
Like and that's because of his play. We're never going to beat the Chiefs with him at quarterback. Period.
And we're going to beat him with Russ?
Yes. He missed Connor Hayward in the Dallas game. I mean,
Ben Roethlisberger called that a perfect pass, so you can put that in your pipe and smoke it, Adrian.
Okay, and Ben Roethlisberger played wide receiver. Chris Collinsworth, who played wide receiver, said that the receiver did nothing wrong.
Thank you, Adrian.
That 2 turnover-worthy plays per PFF, which I found it funny that he said, stop reciting fantasy stats to me, then cited something PFF is known for. 2 turnover-worthy plays, yeah. Victimized by 2 drops. Justin Fields' grade, I just want you to guess a number from PFF. His offensive grade takes everything into account yesterday.
I'm going to say 69.
Nice, but no. 57.3.
Oh, so they didn't think he played a good game. But that's his worst game of the year, right?
From PFF's metrics, hold on. Yes, and this is what I'm talking about, where it's a bit of a trend now. He has not quite gone steadily downward from game 1 till now. But from game 3, Chargers till now, down every game, worse than the one before it. Worse in the Indy game, their grading system than the Chargers, worse against Dallas than against Indy, worse against Vegas than against Dallas.
I don't think I've ever seen in my life a quarterback get benched for winning a game by almost 3 touchdowns in a game where his team scored 30 points. And legitimately, football fans are calling in like crazy to tell us that's exactly what this team should do. Here is Johnny the Barber, who, according to our text line, had testicle surgery and his balls look like baseballs. Is that true?
Oh, my gosh. They're like fuzzy tennis balls. The boys are not in good shape. Not in good shape. They are compromised.
And are you in worse shape based on hearing all of the hateful venom being spewed over Justin Fields winning a game big yesterday, Johnny the Barber?
Oh, I'm like sitting here like chomping at the bit. Number one,
hold on. What hurts you more?
Adrian is some chick in a nonfiction movie about crappy Philadelphia. So you should take Adrian's her bit with a grain of salt. Number two, oh my gosh, you got me so fired up. Fields, you know what? You Pittsburgh fans aren't worthy of Fields. He throws a dog a bone. He throws him 4 bones. Don't complain how it tastes. If it was Ben Roethlisberger, it'd be like, oh, he came out with a gritty defensive win. But all of a sudden, it's Justin Fields. It's Justin Fields. And, oh, my God, we got to replace him. You know, he didn't. That's the thing. He didn't get second guess, Big Ben. He also
did win two Super Bowls, and that's why most people gave him a pass.
Yeah, but Justin Fields did take Ohio State to the national championship.
Speaking of which, what hurts more, the way Fields is getting talked about by some of our listeners today, Johnny, or what happened in Eugene, Oregon?
I have a statement prepared for Eugene, Oregon, and the Ohio State.
Yes?
Are you unfurling a piece of paper?
Yes. The standard is the standard. The other team put more points on the board, therefore we came up short. We didn't have enough splash plays, no place for JV conclusions. We will hopefully see them later in the season. They were better than us by 1 point.
Anything else, Johnny?
O-H-I-O.
Thank you. Here is Mike in Wilkinsburg. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Good
afternoon.
You too.
Hey, listen, man, I swear to God, it's like nobody in Pittsburgh has ever watched football outside of the Steelers. All right? I watched Russell Wilson since his rookie year. He was the rookie of the year to me, not, what's his name?
RG3. Robert Griffin. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, as somebody who was a fan of his, I watched when they traded Max Unger for Jimmy Graham. It broke his offensive line, and that's when he became the guy that got benched and got traded out to the Broncos.
He didn't get benched in Seattle, though. That was like a blockbuster that was supposed to be a big move for Denver.
Yeah, he wanted out. He wanted to play in a more explosive offense.
Yeah, but the problem is I watched him. That for the first time, he was missing open receivers. Like, he never used to miss open receivers.
You're talking about Russ missing open receivers. Okay, I got you. Yep. Okay.
But also, what happened with him is that he became, he got what I term PTSS, post-traumatic sack syndrome. And what that looks like is when a quarterback plays for too many years behind a bad offensive line, as soon as he snaps the ball, he's looking to either throw it away or throw it to the first check down.
Yes, Phil Jurkovec, Christian Hackenberg, David Carr, Tim Couch all struggle with the same
malady,
Mike. Yes.
Exactly. One last thing. I mean,
just to make sure I hear you right, this is your way of saying that the calls for Russell Wilson after a 19-point win are laughable. Do I hear that correctly?
It's extremely laughable. You know what I mean? Like, look, I looked into his stats. I did a little bit of homework before this call. All the people talking about, oh, Justin Fields, we get off to a slow start. Last year, Russell Wilson, of his 26 touchdowns, only 10 of them came in the first half. All right? So 10 touchdowns in 13 games. All right? Like, that's not like gangbusters.
No, it's not. Thank you, Mike.
I did not think we'd get a Max Unger is the start of the Russell Wilson downfall tie in there. Most of our listeners, if you said Max Unger, said, who is that? His personal trainer?
I just wonder, for all these Russell Wilson honks that have called in, if all I gave you was the result for a game, the Steelers beat a team by 19 points and scored 32 with Russell Wilson at quarterback, would you care about anything else after that? Like, I get it. The aesthetic of Fields yesterday as a passer was not good. But, and yes, the quarterback needs to be more of a guy that throws the ball than runs the ball. But you can't leave the running part out. You can't.
Okay, can I give you...
If it generates points and it extends drives, why does it matter if it was a thrown ball or he ran for it? I don't get that part of it.
All right, so I'll make this analogy. The Bengals won yesterday, and I know they're 2-4. And Burrow had a pedestrian by Burrow standards.
He was their
game.
Leading rusher. He ran for a touchdown.
Now, I would imagine in Cincy, no one is saying, well, wait a minute, is something wrong with Joe Burrow? But there's a reason. Joe Burrow plays at an MVP level when he's healthy and has taken them to a Super Bowl.
Worse record than Fields now, but I hear you.
If Roethlisberger was still the quarterback, or more accurately, if this was the kind of random game he had when he was still in his prime, you or I would not be batting an eyelash at it.
Right.
Because we have seen many, many, many great
performances. Yes, there's proof of concept there.
And so because there is not really long-term proof of concept or close to it with Fields, and certainly not long-term proof of concept here, you are going to have people psycho and hyperanalyzing this performance, and I don't really feel they are that wrong to be nitpicking little parts of it.
I don't think it's nitpicking to just be honest and say he did not play a great game yesterday.
I'm talking at like the granular level where I isolated one series where he had three bad misses.
I watched those plays too. But it's just a bridge too far for me to take that and then go, yeah, they blew out the other team and now I want him benched. I can't get there. 412-928-9370, maybe you can. Calls all over the place now. One guy just said, those who want Russell Wilson, it's a laughable idea. Do you agree or disagree with that? 412-928-9370. Plus a Donnie football debrief coming up, but first a headline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Donnie Football Debrief comes your way every day at 4:30 and it's brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. He is still in Vegas at the Circa Resort Stadium Swim outside watching the NLCS right now. And we'll be there for Monday Night Football. And I think he's staying an extra day in Vegas after that. And we should get him back later in the week. Donnie, part of that crazy Steelers crowd at the game. It seemed, not being there, comparing it to last year's game in Vegas, it seemed like it was even more pro-Steelers. And I was surprised that at least in one instance it got rowdy, because my observation being there last year was that Raiders fans in Vegas, much gentler, much kinder than Raiders fans in the dump that was the Black Hole in Oakland.
Black Hole had character. Stormtroopers, Darth Vader.
But now I'm seeing this video of a woman who apparently sold Craig Riley, our boss, his house, who was ambushed there.
I think
Chris
she got
Hoffman
punched.
Over at Channel 2 did a whole story on this. And the video was gone around. She was in a pink Steelers shirt, and some Raiders fan should have gotten arrested and thrown in jail last night for what happened here.
Apparently punched her.
Yeah. Come on now.
Very bad. Real bad. Like, what are we doing, people?
getting drunk in Vegas and making horrible decisions that you'll regret for the rest of your life is my
I'm not going to I hate guess. To sound like the pearl clutcher. I just wouldn't take a kid to an NFL game.
No?
Maybe a preseason game where like you figure it's going to be pretty.
You think the loonies stay away from the preseason?
Yeah, they're trying to sell their tickets. Then you can just go sit by yourself because there's usually big chunks of open seats. I wouldn't take like Lennox even if he wanted to an NFL game.
Okay, so what age does he cross the Rubicon to? Chris is ready to take.
You
want to
know how sad this is? Old enough that if he needs to, he could defend himself.
I went to a game once with my dad. It was Eagles Bucks. Well,
congratulations on all your success.
Sorry. Just to add to Chris's point, I was, I think, 10 or 11, and I was flipped off multiple times because I had my Buccaneers Sports Illustrated fleece on.
Yeah, man, back when they gave away those great gifts for subscribing to the magazine.
I gotta be honest with you. I think you got off easy if you were in Philadelphia and all you got was the double bird from fans.
But you're proving our point here. Like you're saying,
I was 10.
You're saying you're probably lucky as a 10-year-old to have not been physically assaulted.
What? I think that, like, you're getting the middle finger at a game as a 10-year-old. I think that's putting hair on your chest.
Yeah?
I think that's fine. My
having Josh Johnson as your starting quarterback is putting hair on your chest.
My brother, when he was around the same age, gave John Rocker the middle finger at a game. And my dad loved it.
Oh, Rocker was a piece of garbage.
Yes, he was. But it was like, I'm not going to discipline you for expressing your displeasure with this racist baseball player. You tell him that you hate him. Go right ahead. Give him the
That's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about, like, you go to a game with a kid, there's a chance you get beat up.
He gets beat up?
You get, say I'm there with my kid, with Lennox. And I just get in the middle somehow of a scrum. I'm not even like an intended target.
I would like to think at a Steelers fan, when they sense that you are a Steelers fan in Steelers garb, that they're going to make sure that a man with a young child does not get caught in the middle of a melee.
I don't think that always happens. You got very overserved, very just generally inebriated, everything else, aggressive fans. What about the Ravens fan who's going around after that game apparently? Punching, looking for fans to punch out. Sucker punches a guy unconscious in one punch, is screaming on the streets about how I don't lose.
Disgusting behavior.
And then was going after another guy, like the other guy who was with him. He sucker punches one dude, then just throws the other guy like into a building and walks away.
Yeah, I thought the Vegas thing was much better. It seemed like the Antonio Brown Le'Veon Bell tailgate was a massive success. I saw AB autographing boobs. Butts. He autographed a shirt that had Cracker of the Day on it, and it was a little like
Saltine.
Ritz Cracker character that he autographed. Yeah.
He had a very bizarre shirt on.
He had a Trump hat on.
He had a Trump hat on, but then the shirt had it was like a bunch of things, like somebody almost would have put stickers on it, but that's how the shirt was
designed.
It's
just funny because AB was persona non grata, was probably with the way he left.
Hated.
One of the most hated athletes and reviled athletes I've ever seen here.
It was all love at that.
And now it's
event.
Like, oh my God, AB, please name me your cracker of the day. Whatever you can do to get me on social media as your favorite cracker, I am here for.
But see, he's not even the
time
one
time has
doing
healed
that.
Wounds.
His social media
yes,
manager is the one naming you the cracker of the day. So the juice is gone from that.
But he was treated like a king. By Steelers fans at this event, from what I saw, I didn't see anything close.
How much
to
money
punches
you think?
Being thrown.
How much money you think it cost to get him out there at that thing?
Maybe like $10,000.
$10,000.
You think more?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think he and Bell are both trying to do it for at least $25,000.
Well, Lev's got the OnlyFans thing going on now.
Is he showing up to that like promoting the OnlyFans?
Why are you laughing, Charlie? Have you logged onto it yet?
No comment.
So, does Plex still run his OnlyFans?
Does he even still have one?
That's what I mean.
I don't know.
What if the Lev Bell OnlyFans was just like, here, I'm going to take you through some of my greatest runs of all time.
Then charge you $9.99
a month to do it. He's just telestrating when he bounced Dre Kirkpatrick's head off the ground like a basketball. I'm like, what Steelers fan is like, hey, hon, you might want to come look at this. Lev Bell started an OnlyFans. You going to check this out later?
I would ask you to log on to it just to see what it looked like and how much he's charging, but I don't know if we can do that from work computers. I know.
You don't know what your average OnlyFans like site is supposed to look like?
Sorry, Charlie's distracted and so am I. Look at these Metsies.
Oh, well, I'm going to take everyone behind the curtain for 1 second because that's the kind of show we are. Charlie's in there on like some sort of game cast in the producer's booth. We have two very nice large televisions.
What are the
in
odds
here.
That, by the way, you have two Mets fans working the show today in Pittsburgh?
I'm a de facto Mets fan. I want them to come out of the NL.
Thank you, Malzi.
I want the Gardos to beat the Yankees. It's the Mets-Gardos is the matchup nobody in the national media or baseball wants.
Charlie, would we go to Cleveland if that happened?
I'd go to the Lindor Bowl.
That would be unbelievable.
If the World Series is in Cleveland and I could get tickets, could I just like...
Could we do the show up there?
Would you volunteer to chauffeur me back and forth?
Sure.
Wait, why wouldn't I go too?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, do you still like them?
Yeah, I mean, would you claim the Mets are your second team. They're still your first love. The Gardos are my second love.
Yeah, then I don't see why not. I mean, are you going to be obnoxious about rooting for them?
No, I'm going to clap politely and then fist fight you if you do anything wrong. No, Charlie's in there watching as a Mets fan. He's got his little game cast on, and we just hear like a war whoop come through the glass. He goes, let's go. We're staring at a Francisco Lindor in
bat. 0-0. It's an innocuous at-bat.
Yeah, it's like 2-2 count or whatever. He's just standing there waiting. And then we both quickly put 2 and 2 together that he's just hit a home run.
Yes, and then I told him
You're like 40 seconds ahead of us over there.
I said you needed to stop watching the MLB game cast and watch the real game.
Which, to his credit, he did. He stopped watching
it. Well, he says it. I don't actually believe
him. There's a lot of smirks in there.
He still has it up in there. He's just quietly
You're more than welcome to come back and look at whatever
I
have up here. No, I don't. I have the Canadian Thanksgiving Bowl.
This does tie back into the debrief for a second. What the hell has happened in sports viewing where the TV is so far behind everything else? It's so, like, I get it. Dale Lally will tweet.
Really bad with Twitter.
Dale Lally will tweet touchdown in a Steelers game because he's there with the Steelers website. And then 3 minutes later, I'll see the play on my TV. It's that bad of a contrast. But how is it that the website, the Major League Baseball's website, has the results so much faster than the TV? I don't get that.
That's a very good question.
Why is TV so far behind now? And it's not just streaming. This is not a streaming thing.
Censorship?
This is hard cable.
Censorship?
Censorship of what?
What are they censoring?
Well, there's a delay?
You need like a 16-second delay at most. Not even. I think we have a 16-second delay here total. It's very bad. Like, it is bad when, I think it was MLB's official Twitter page. I don't know if it was the Mets closing out their series, but there was a game that ended.
Yes, it said the Mets have made the playoffs, and there were still two outs that they needed to get on TV.
Right. Very bad.
That sucked. Thank you. Let's go back to the calls here and bring on Sean. He's on the air. Hello, Sean.
Hello, yes. I would go with Russell Wilson as the quarterback. I think he's just a better overall player. And also, I think we were sitting here last year.
So results of games don't matter?
Yeah, they matter.
No, they don't. You're benching a guy where they scored 32 points and they just won.
I think what Mike Tomlin's going to do, he's going to come out tomorrow. He's going to say, I appreciate Justin's efforts.
No. Okay, fine. But I'm not asking you what you think is going to happen. I'm just saying you're telling me that the results don't matter if you're benching a guy when you score more than 30 points and win by almost 3 touchdowns.
The results matter, but we were sitting here last year at 4-2, and we saw worse with the other quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the Steelers offense score 30 points in one of those games?
I don't care what they scored, but we saw worse. And your partner tried to tell you, hey, this guy's not good enough, and you didn't believe him.
Chris isn't doing that right now. He agrees with me that Justin Fields should play.
Sean, I'm starting him for one more game. I'm like splitting the baby here. I do think there are obvious warts. I would start him for this game, and if he doesn't play well, even if they won, I probably would go to Russell Wilson for the Giants game.
I'm just saying this. We saw at 6-2, Kenny's coming off his best game against the Rams, and then I think 2 games later against Green Bay, you said, I don't think I see a starting quarterback anymore because Kenny Pickett threw for like 120 yards in the win. I'm just saying. We're saying the same thing on Justin. I just don't think it's good enough to beat the teams that matter in this league. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd like to see him.
They are going down a dangerous path where the schedule is going to get much harder, and you're not going to win with him thrown for like 140 yards or whatever, 125 yards. You're not beating the Ravens that way, Pony. And you're probably not beating the Bengals in their building.
I can't just say off the passing yards, because what is he doing as a runner in those games too? My God, if Daniel Jones doesn't throw one of the worst interceptions in the NFL last night, the Bengals could have lost to the Giants and went to 1-5. They had 10 points. They had won one game in their entire history, scoring 10 points or less. And until Chase Brown ripped off a run with like a minute left, they were going to win that game 10-7 last night. So, no, I can't say unequivocally.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
A grand slam.
Woo!
Oh, who cares about all this? Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the
you
Mets.
You know what, though, Charlie, though, this is, we've already, though, they might win this game. Let's hope they do. But we've already jinxed them by talking about going to Cleveland already. What the hell is wrong with us?
It's a different Mets team this year. You guys
start,
have Team of Destiny vibes.
You don't start
vibes.
Thinking about the next series
put that,
when we haven't even won a game in
this
series.
You took that big old ugly cart and you threw it way ahead of the horse, my friend. Barbaro is trailing
just
the
like
cart.
The last caller who's like, yeah, I don't care that they won a game and scored 30 points. I'm benching a guy just because I don't think he's good.
They're not beating teams. And it would be a Tomlin special if they did, and then I guess you would be coming on here giving him a lot of credit. They're not beating the Commanders. Washington did not get fully outclassed by Baltimore. That was a reasonably close game. They're not beating Baltimore. I don't think they'd beat Cincinnati on the road.
Okay, but what makes anybody the think Chiefs. They're going to beat those teams with Russell Wilson as their quarterback?
I'm saying this more as a commentary on I would start Fields against the Jets. But you would be naive to think that you can continue indefinitely with his play backsliding in the passing game.
I agree with that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.